When you follow the mutually appealing activities rule, you ensure the continuation of deposits in your spouse's love bank. Some of my best feelings occur when I pursue a favorite recreational goal. If I share it with my wife, I will associate those good feelings with her, and as my love grows for her, our marriage becomes strengthened. If I share these emotions with someone else, I will also associate those feelings with that other person. By doing this, I have lost an opportunity to develop love for my spouse and risk developing love for another woman. Many spouses, particularly husbands, find my policy of mutual appeal hard to put into practice. Just the thought of giving up their very favorite activities like hunting or football causes depression to set in for many men. I can understand, because men need recreation in their lives to keep going. They work hard all day and look forward to the relatively few hours of enjoyment they can schedule themselves. Then some marriage counselor comes along and tells them they cannot do the very things they believe help keep them going. Still, I encourage such men to try my plan for a few months, reminding them that I have not told them to give up recreational pleasures. I simply advise them to include their wives and choose activities they both enjoy. It's not a matter of giving up all the pleasures of life. Instead, a man must simply replace his old pastimes with some that he can share with his spouse or make her a part of the ones he already enjoys. In making the changes, a wife needs to be alert to the possibility that breaking a recreational habit can put some men into a state of withdrawal. He may miss it terribly at first, but once he fights his way through, he comes to enjoy mutually appealing activities even more. This is because one of his basic emotional needs is being met when his wife is his recreational companion. On the wife's side, too, some conflict may occur in making these changes. When she asks her husband to give up his bowling night to stay with her, at first she may wonder if she's made a great mistake. She didn't mean to force herself on him, although she wants his companionship. Halfway through the first night, she may want to tell him to return to the league because she feels guilty for taking him away from something she knows he truly enjoys and deserves. She needs to hang in there as they develop new interests together, and her husband needs to be patient with her as she tries to learn one of his favorite activities. If, for one or both of you, an activity fails after the first time or two, don't give up. Take the time required to gain some skill. Suppose a wife begins to take up skiing to please her husband. She needs time to build up the muscles required and learn the techniques that make her proficient. If he pushes her on too fast, she may come to resent it and will quickly turn away from the sport. With time, she might have found it very enjoyable. However, if she tries skiing, gains some proficiency, then still dislikes it, the wife should have the freedom to tell her husband, "I've tried it, I still don't like it, let's try something else." Give yourselves time to adjust and to try new pastimes. You may have some difficulty accommodating these changes, but you'll find your marriage well worth the effort. In many counseling experiences, I've found that couples who limit their recreational activities to those they do together make tremendous gains in compatibility. They also deposit scores of love units. How much time should you spend in recreation? One of the secrets to efficiency is learning to do several things at once. In marriage, however, such an effort can become a great cause of resentment. For example, the 15 hours you and your spouse schedule to give each other undivided attention should not be peppered with calls to the office or errands that distract your attention from each other. On the other hand, recreational activities can become a part of this time without causing any resentment if the activity is not too distracting. When couples are courting, they tend to combine conversation and affection with recreational activities. It's a very natural blend that increases the pleasure that couples experience when they're together. I encourage couples to try to use at least part of their 15 hours for recreational activities. The only condition that must be met is that the activity cannot prevent a couple from giving each other undivided attention. If a favorite activity is too distracting to qualify, then a couple must schedule time outside their 15 hours to engage in it together. The policy that urges us to make our spouses primary recreational companions is not unbearably painful or unrealistic. In fact, it's the policy we followed when we first fell in love with them. Instead, the policy of mutual appeal invites both spouses to a new level of intimacy and enjoyment of each other. Harley's fourth law of marriage puts it this way: the couple that plays together stays together. Questions for her. Number one, do you believe your husband puts as much emphasis on having you for a recreational companion as this chapter claims? If you answer no, has he possibly sent you signals that you have not received? Number two, which of the following describes your marriage? A, he goes his way, I go mine. B, we seem to do as much together as most couples do. Or C, we are close to or at the 15-hour level. Number three, can you think of any recreational pastime you would be willing to give up in order to spend more time with your husband? Could he do the same? Questions for him. Number one, which of the following describes your marriage? A, she goes her way, I go mine. B, without my nights out with the guys, I don't think I could make it. C, we aren't close to spending 15 hours a week together, but I would like to try. Or D, we're close to the 15-hour mark. Number two, does limiting your recreational time strictly to your wife sound threatening to you? If so, try to put your feelings down on paper to see exactly what bothers you. Three, what are you willing to give up to spend more recreational time with your wife? What do you think she would give up? To consider together. One, the most important assignment has been described in this chapter. Use the form Recreational Enjoyment Inventory found in Appendix C of His Needs, Her Needs, the 15th anniversary edition of this book, to help you discover mutually appealing activities. Two, after identifying activities you both enjoy, schedule time to try each of them. Narrow them down to 5 or 10 that you enjoy the most.